Sutton Square was only a vision for William Riley when I met him in 1991. Bill wanted to create one of the greatest houses in New York City, and the project began for him like any other business venture, but over time evolved into something much more profound and personal. Sutton Square and the beautiful art and antiques which adorned it were the culmination of many years in the making. The lots which fill this sale are testament to Bill's appreciation of beauty, and the furniture, antiquities, and paintings served as backdrops to much celebration, verbal jousting, enophilic excesses, and repartee. Repartee skills went a long way with Bill in securing a second invitation to dine at the Irish Mahogany Hunt table at his Sutton Square home. And coincidentally, it was the unique and rare monogramist painting in the sale which hung front and center in his dining room. This was by far Bill's favorite painting, with its rich color palette, formal Italianate gardens, and costume acrobats and performers, which at its core is really a celebration of life. One of the first buying trips on which I accompanied Bill was to Ireland. We had gone to Dublin in search of Irish furniture and a bossy chimney piece. Although we did not locate Bill's dream chimney piece on this trip, we did purchase a cracker of a bossy at Christie's several years later. It was one of Bill's favorite pieces and the focal point of his second floor sitting room where he spent many evenings. Bill's knowledge of Roman history and the empire has never ceased to impress me. He had purchased the Roman head of the young Marcus Aurelius at the very beginning of his collecting. The head was proudly displayed in the center of his living room on a Regency Oak library table, and Bill loved speaking anecdotally about Marcus. When the Roman portrait head of the Emperor Antoninus Pius came up at auction, it gave Bill great joy to be able to own another one of his favorite emperors and the adoptive father of Marcus Aurelius. Bill's presence in this world is sorely missed by those who are fortunate enough to know him. Not a day goes by when some event does not trigger a business lesson I learned by Bill's examples or the memory of a past pursuit of one of the many beautiful objects being offered in this sale. My hope is that these objects find a new home, as many of them have for hundreds and thousands of years already, with the same joy with which they came to 7 Sutton Square.